Long Neck Properties LLC.
This is an application for change of zone 1647 to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying south of Long Neck Road, also referred to as Route 22, 484 feet east of Road 298, and to be located on 2.7482 acres, more or less. Gentlemen, we have received some agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation. We are advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service D of Route 22 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District and were advised that the soil on the site is mapped as Fort Mott loamy sand, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it may be necessary for some on-site drainage improvements. We also heard from the Office of State Planning Coordination that because the proposed rezoning of the pre-existing commercial property is within the environmentally sensitive developing area, it would be required to be seen through the PLUS process, that upon review of the preliminary site plan and with a description of the proposed future use, it is their opinion that the proposed future use will not exceed the existing use, and therefore this project will not be required to be seen through the PLUS process, and that if the intended use of a commercial facility to support the existing marine business changes, then it would be required to be reviewed by the county. It would also be required to be reviewed through the PLUS process. For the benefit of the commissioners, I pass down copies of a tax map superimposed with the zoning of the area provided by Jim Fuqua's office. We also received today, June 25th, 09, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division comments, and they make reference that the site is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that parcel number 310.01 has been allocated capacity for commercial uses, and adequate capacity can be assumed for uses on that parcel, that the 6-inch lateral serving parcel 310.01 may require an upgrade, however, depending on the proposed use, that parcel 310 was allocated one EDU reflecting a residential use on an AR1 zone parcel, that capacity may not be adequate for future commercial uses, and sewer system upgrades could be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $3,413 per equivalent dwelling unit for the period July 1, 2009 through June 30, 2010, that 1/6-inch lateral is available to parcel 310.01 and is located along the parcel's Long Neck Road frontage, that an 8-inch connection stub has been provided for parcel 310 and is located at the north end of the parcel's access easement along Long Neck Road, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is also required. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here, other than the applicant, of course, who has an interest in this application? Okay, very well. Mr. Fuqua, we'll give you the floor.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuqua. I'm an attorney in Georgetown. I represent the applicant, SMI Long Neck Properties, LLC. With me is Donald Short, who's a principal of the applicant. The land comprising this application consists of two lots, contains a total of 2.74 acres. The lots are located on the south side of County Road 22, which is Long Neck Road, and this application is requesting a rezoning to CR1. Under the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, these lots are located in the environmentally sensitive development area, and they are designated as being in a highway commercial area on the future land use plan, which is part of the comprehensive plan. SMI is really part of the Short's Marine business, which is operated by Mr. Short. I think you're probably familiar with the business, but it does boat sales and service, boat motors, parts, accessories, and also boat storage. Short's Marine has a long-standing history in Sussex County. It was actually started by Mr. Short's grandfather in Oak Orchard back in the 1950s. It subsequently was operated by Mr. Short's father, Harold, and now Donald operates the business. If I had one exhibit that I submitted, which was a tax map. I'd like to refer to that. The two blue lots on there are the lots before you tonight. On the tax map parcels 300 and 301 and 302, that area is the location of the administrative offices and also retail sales as well as boat display of Short's Marine. Parcel 308, which is north of and adjacent to the lots before you tonight, is part of that is actually leased by Short's Marine, and that has boat display and storage on it. There's an additional facility located on a portion of the lands on the site plan that are designated as Julius Place. Part of that Julius Place is actually zoned commercial, and that's where the Short's Marine operation is. So this area surrounding these lots are really the core central location of the Short's Marine business. Short's Marine also has a canvas shop in Oak Orchard and a site on the water in Oak Orchard, which is the original Short's Marine site. And also there are boat storage yards located on Route 24 near Love Creek, and then also another boat storage yard, which is located behind the Holiday Chicken, just off of Route 24. It's the intention to rezone the two lots to CR1. They're going to be used in a similar manner to other uses on the sites, and in fact, there'll be boat storage and display on these lots, which is what exactly is occurring adjacent to this site now on parcel 308. There currently are two manufactured homes, one located on each lot, I believe, and the intention would be to keep at least one of those mobile homes, which would probably be used for residence for an employee and also for security purposes for the boats that are on site. Referring back to the tax map, as you can see from the colors, the immediate area is all zoned currently commercial. The land on either side of these lots are zoned commercial, as well as the land on the other side of Long Neck Road. I think this is a textbook example of what we would call infill zoning. It's to zone the lots to the similar zoning that exists in the area, and basically will be a continuation of the existing business that's existed there for a long time. And believe it or not, that concludes my presentation.
Well, we thank you, sir. Brevity is always appreciated. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you, just in case. Okay. And we'll start with my good friend and colleague, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Mr. Chairman, after reviewing the exhibit booklets that were wrong one. Mr. Chairman, I'm familiar with this area, and I've viewed the site, and based on the brief presentation, I have no further questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir. I have one, perhaps for Mr. Lank. Mr. Fuqua mentioned something about a mobile home remaining on the site. Would that require any action by the Board of Adjustment, or is that grandfathered?
They're basically existing. One's going to be removed, you said?
The intent is to eventually remove one.
And the other would be used for security? It would go to the board to use it for an office for security purposes.
It would be a residence. It wouldn't be security. It would be a residence for an employee who would be keeping an eye on the site.
But it changed from AR to CR1.
We can talk about this. Yeah, I think it's a non-conforming.
We have to look into it and see.
And I believe your note was that if the use changes, then it would have to go through the PLUS process?
The Office of State Plan Coordination referenced that if the use changed from the marine business to another use, it would, and we had to require a review by the commission. It would also require a review by the PLUS process.
Mr. Smith, I think under the PLUS rules, anything in the environmentally sensitive development zone, including site plan approval, has to go to plus. So if there was a commercial use that came on the site, it would be reviewed by the state, other than something related to Schwartz Marine.
That's all.
That it? Okay. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Council?
No.
All right, then, Mr. Fuqua, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1647 SMI Long Neck Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1647? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Well, Mr. Fuqua, I believe this is a record for you. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1648, William and Elizabeth Giron.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, for land lying east of U.S. Route 13, 2,585 feet north of Route 16, and to be located on 1.208 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down a copy of the survey of the property. It just shows the existing improvements of the dwelling and driveway to that dwelling. I have received a few agency comments. First comment being from the Department of Transportation. They advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the property is adjacent to U.S. Route 13 and is subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program. That the main goal of the program is to maintain capacity of the existing highway. That according to the state strategies, the property is located within an investment level 3 area. That a commercial entrance for up to 200 vehicle trips per day would be acceptable. That the adopted corridor plan would construct a service road for future commercial uses adjacent south of this property. That at such time that the road is constructed, an extension to serve the property should be considered, and the 200 trips entrance limit would be removed when the connection is made, and that construction is not currently scheduled. From the Sussex Conservation District, we are advised that there are 2 soil types mapped on this site, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. We also received comments today from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and making reference to this application, we're advised that the site is not in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that the site is located northeast of Greenwood and is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required.
Good.
And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we begin, is there anyone here with a particular interest in this application? All right, sir, have you seen this exhibit? If you'd like to, you may have mine. And if the applicant has any other exhibits, we'll make sure you get a chance to see them. Okay, and with that, is there someone here representing this application? Okay, if you'd give us your name, please, and you may have the floor.
Good evening. My name's Elizabeth Ann Byers Duran, and the purpose of this property change is to house a consulting business of my own. And if I could take a little bit of time just to read, I don't know what the exact format is for this kind of meeting, but if I could just read my notes that I have.
Okay? The format is that you can present any and all information you'd like, as long as you don't get too repetitive. And then these guys up here are going to ask you some questions, and then we're going to let all these folks out here speak, and then we're going to close the public hearing.
Wonderful.
Right ahead.
the LBJ Consulting Services will be housing a small business, Sparrows Point Services Recycling Center of Excellence. It's SPSRCE for an acronym. The Sparrows Point Services Recycling Center of Excellence will be a woman-owned business and be comprised of retired naval engineering duty officers and prior enlisted employees who will have no less than one master's degree, and many will have PhDs. The disabled American veterans with certifications in a specialty field, example, some of our retired disabled veterans who still have the ability to get out and do environmental and safety training. That's just one example there. It is a business contracting, I am a business contracting liaison program manager and two part-time administrative personnel who will be employed of the employees of the SPSRCE. Employees will perform services virtually in their experience fields and will bring education and talent to areas around the country where expertise is required. The home office for the LBJ Consulting / SPSRCE business is requesting a location at the 12385 Sussex Highway, Greenwood, Delaware address. This address will be a central repository of projects and knowledge that will be performed throughout this country. The management of the SPSRCE will be conducted on a daily basis at the above address. This address will house 3 to 4 employees. Work will be performed at remote areas, but local to the service areas requiring assistance. My position as program manager will be to serve as a liaison consultant, supporting employees in the field on a daily basis. In addition, this position will consist of arranging a yearly conference at a local site to bring employees together and provide the repository of current technology and results of assigned projects. In addition, a review will be maintained at the Sussex property to ensure that the requested services are properly supported and employees are satisfied with the performance of the individuals assigned. The scope of work for an individual assigned at a remote location will be to perform consulting services, providing the most current information available, to track and evaluate metrics enabling cost-benefit determinations, and provide recommendations for improving on-site work and cost-benefit results. Assignments that will be considered for service include, but are not limited to, the Department of Navy's Ships Donation Inspection Program. You may be familiar with this program. One of the latest ships in the program is the USS New Jersey in Camden. The Environmental and Safety Historical Information, which we call eSHIPS Program, and Federal Employees Compensation Act Program. My experience with the Navy is that we had over 25,000 people on workman's comp at a bill of $113 million. We were able to bring that down to 8,700 employees, and our bill was somewhere around $80 million when I left there. Because of the expertise that I have, they've asked me to once again join their team with the Navy. Unfortunately, it's in Washington, and I'm located in Delaware, so, you know, it will be just the work. Telephone work will be done there at the Sussex County address. I respectfully submit this report to you, and that's all I have.
All right, Ben, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Would you like to submit a copy of that and do the record?
Yes, sir. I have a copy now if you like it.
That's fine if you want to hand that up to Mr. Lank, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has a question or two.
I don't know if this would help you also, but this is a booklet that's put together about some of the services that we have performed. So I don't know if that would.
If you want to enter it in, if you want to hand it up, that's fine. Okay. Whatever you want to give us, we'll take, as long as it's not alive. Okay. Or hasn't been previously alive. All right, Mr. Burton.
Question for Mr. Lank. What is the zoning around this?
The immediate zoning near this site is adjacent is AR1. Within 200 foot to the north on the easterly side of Route 13 is two sites that are commercial zoned. There are a restaurant and a automotive service center. On the opposite side of Route 13, it's mostly commercial C1. And just to the south, west of the site, approximately 200 feet or 250 across Route 13 is the town of Greenwood. And also the incorporated limits of the town of Greenwood to the south of the site on the east side of 13, approximately 600 foot is town of Greenwood also.
You seem pretty detailed in what you want to do here. Why didn't you do a conditional use then? Why change it to?
I came to Mr. Lank's office and asked for permission because I'm from Maryland, and you know I relocated to Delaware in my retirement days, and I had no clue what the process was. Actually, I was sent up by Shane. I was sent to him by him last December to Dover to visit with the Plus people. So I've already been through that process, and you know, I'm just following your directions. There's no document in your office that I can find that says step one, step two, step three to make this a simpler process. You know, so you know, I'm just going with what you know the leaders are telling me.
You have been through the Plus process?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do we have a copy of that?
Yes, sir. I have it with me.
I don't have a copy of it. No, it is.
Beg your pardon. We don't have a copy?
I do not.
I have.
But you would submit it, please, like.
I have the corridor plan. I have the plus process.
Do you have a document, a plus review document?
Yes, sir.
That was done for your project?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why we didn't get it, but.
I believe you were copy two on this.
We get copied sometimes, but we don't receive.
Yeah, I
understand. Yes, copy two, Sussex County.
On occasion, very seldom, but sometimes we don't get them.
Would you like my copy too?
If you would, and I can copy it and make copy for you if you don't have another.
I have my original.
Okay, thank you.
I've worked for admirals all my life, so I know what they're. I think I know what the admirals will ask for, so I didn't know who I'd be working for here tonight.
Right now, you're talking to a bunch of privates up here.
Well, you know.
Saying that Lawrence is an admiral?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm saying you are an admiral.
I'm saying every one of you are admirals to me. So I have the current corridor plan also if you need that.
That's my next question. With the service road placement that Mr. mentioned about, how's that going to affect?
That will only help, from what I understand, and it's in the plan over there. When the service road is expanded on the Route 16 side, the comment was made that they may be able to extend it an additional 200 feet to bring the cars right into the property. I never foresee 200 cars coming in and out of that property on a daily basis. Our work is done all over the country. You know, we are just a virtual office here. You know,
I think this is where Mr. Burton was heading with his first question about a conditional use. What you have applied for is a change of zone. That means that the business that you're describing to us, and we appreciate your comments, we really can't consider that in our decision, because when you've asked for a conditional or a change of zone, anything, if this is approved, then anything that is allowed in a CR1 zone can go on this property. And if you were to sell the property and somebody puts up some other type of use, then our mission this evening, if you will, is to evaluate your application and decide whether or not the land is appropriate for CR1, mm-hmm. not if it's appropriate for the way you intend to use it. Mm-hmm. And if you look in the code, which I think is online, you will see as many, many uses are permitted under CR1. So the conditional use process is very specific. That is when we would consider precisely what the activity that you're proposing to do on the site. So that's the issue.
My concern for not asking for permission is I'm associated with a lot of men. And, you know, usually naval engineering duty officers are men. I have three in the program throughout the whole country, three women in the, you know, and when you see men coming in and out of, you know, I didn't want anybody to misconstrue anything. I wanted it to be right above board, you know, so.
Well, I don't, I probably appreciate your integrity, and certainly you were better to come here and ask than to just do it and then be violated later.
That's
for,
right.
you know, The situation is, though, the way your application's been presented is the way we have to evaluate it. So that's kind of where I think where we are with this. So anyway, Mr. Burton, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, but I wanted the applicant to understand where we were, where we are.
Is your intention to leave it as a house?
Yes, sir. Well, it's going to be an office. I mean, the rooms across the back, there's a large room which is all windowed around, which is a conference room, or not right now, I mean, but it will be considered a conference room. And then the administrative office, my office, will be back in the back room. You know, there's a bathroom associated with that one. And then there's two other bedrooms that will be offices. So, and then there's a meet and greet area where the living room would be. It's pretty well laid out for an office of what we need here, you know.
Your drawing doesn't, I mean, with a CR1, it's hard to, you know, it could be anything. But I guess your intention would be to, what kind of parking would you?
Outside of the house right now, there's probably room for 6 to 8 cars because it's a wide driveway and then it goes to the small. So I don't foresee more than that many cars going to be parked in that driveway at one time because we work all over the country, you know.
Do you work all hours of the night
because
of the different time zones?
No, sir. Telephone calls, possibly. Telephone calls, yeah. Telephone calls.
Did this go through DelDOT? I mean, did they approve this entrance?
They were at the meeting, and Mr. Lank, DelDOT's comments.
It's a driveway, right?
Well, I read the one comment from DelDOT into the record. And the one as far as the plus comments make reference to the street design and transportation. DelDOT's policy is to require dedication of 50 feet from the center line of principal arterial highways such as Route 13. And because it is located on U.S. Route 13, this development is subject to the corridor capacity preservation program. So the comment I read into the record earlier was more complete than the comment I got off the plus comments. But it's more recent. And then they also add in that the department measures the distance from the inside edge of travelway rather than from actual center line. Therefore, the applicant should anticipate a requirement to dedicate any additional footage needed to meet that standard. They make reference to the corridor capacity preservation program, which I previously read, same comment. So the new entrance plan and permit will be needed if the proposed consulting business is to take place. They will allow for to the site to continue with right-in, right-out access as long as the expected trip generation remains under 200 vehicles. While the construction is not scheduled, the long-range plan for Route 13 corridor includes a service road along northbound 13, ending a short distance south of the parcel. If the rezoning is approved and the service road is built, an extension to it to serve this parcel will be completed, at which time access will be by that service road rather than U.S. Route 13. The rest of the comments are pretty much the same as what I read earlier, that the rezoning does not warrant a traffic impact study, and makes reference that the site engineer for the developer or applicant contact the department. And that's all.
I have no further questions.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ma'am, I kind of share some of the sentiments that were expressed by the chairman in terms of whether perhaps a conditional use might have been more appropriate for this. But as it is, we do have before us a change of zone. So despite what business you want to operate there, our charge as a commission is to look at this property and see is it properly, would it be properly rezoned as a CR1 versus its current. And as was noted in some of the comments that were made by Mr. Lank, if this was to be approved, then you have to go through the whole site plan approval process and getting DelDOT. And, so if it was approved, I would encourage you to seek out some consultants that specialize in land use planning to help you through that process.
Yes, sir.
And at this point, Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
I have no questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Lank?
This has been going on for several, many months, but did you not first apply for a conditional use and then change it to a change of zone?
Yes, that's why Sean sent me up to, I can't remember the lady's name, up in to Dover. What is it?
Connie Holland?
No.
Dorothy Marsh?
Dorothy.
But you had originally applied for a conditional use and you wanted to change it to zero.
Right, and I told him exactly what we, you know, had proposed to do. And that's why he told me, and it was December, so, you know, it was like January 3rd is when I went up there for a meeting. It was back in December. I mean, I got a fast meeting. I couldn't believe it.
No, yeah, that was in January 2nd of 2008.
January 2nd, okay, yeah.
That's what this letter responds to.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I wasn't quite clear. Are you going to reside in the house, or is it going to be just for office?
No, sir. My home is 9485 Grace Lane, Greenwood, Delaware, right
that's
across
fine,
from the
but,
power
but
company.
You're going to totally convert the residence into an office.
Yes,
basically.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you, counsel.
No questions.
All right, ma'am. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1648? William and Elizabeth Chiron. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Step right up. Well, come on up and talk to us, and we'll try to figure that out. Okay. Give us your name, if you would, please. You may have the floor.
My name is Willard Thompson. I live in the development of Hickory Ridge, which is just north of this proposed change of zone.
Yes, sir.
I had two concerns.
Okay.
One, I didn't know exactly where this parcel was. I was afraid it was maybe back off of Gorlitz Lane, which is to the rear of us, and it has, I would say, fire department problems getting back there. And I was hoping it wasn't back there, even though I have no objections to their use. I mean,
okay.
For
an
engineering consultant, is fine. I mean, I was also concerned. Like you have mentioned, since I have many years of experience, as Larry can tell you, on planning and zoning actions, why was it not just a conditional use? Because they might sell it sometime in the future, or we all never live forever, and sometimes it could go to somebody else, and I saw some of the other things that could be put in a change of zone. I mean, and some of those I don't think would be appropriate at that particular location.
Okay, sir.
I mean, otherwise, consulting work, I have no objections to. They did mention something about a service road. What is a service road? Which one are they talking about?
Well, that's Den DelDOT's information. A service road is simply a road that would run adjacent to the major highway that would be for the purpose of
sort of a frontage road, like.
Yes, same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay, that clarifies.
Same thing. Ma'am, hold on.
That clarifies it. I thought maybe they're going to tie into Gorlitz Lane. And from what I understand, it was created years ago by an easement, and it is just expressly for the people that live in the back. So people on either side of it can't touch into it,
mm-hmm.
Which surprised me. That the county would, back then, those days, would allow something like that. But off the top of my head, I have no objection to the use.
Right.
I just question whether it should be conditional use or a change of zone.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Thompson was our DelDOT liaison for many years in the 70s, possibly early 80s. I forget what years they were, but
too many.
Would you consider coming out of retirement and taking that position again?
I never got paid for that. That's all.
That must be why they don't show up.
I mean, I represented the DelDOT for Sussex, Kent, and Newcastle. Kent met in the evenings. You met in the evenings. Newcastle met in the daytime, so that was during working hours. Everything else was on my own.
Well, we thank you for your years of service.
Gave me this.
Well, at least you still have that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll